Hello and welcome to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu and we are talking about gratitude. This is our third of our four-part series today on gratitude. And as always, I love to ask Rock any real nice scenarios of like, you know, here's the thing. I have this issue. Can you help me? So Rockany Michaels is going to be she's a spiritual coach, and she is going to teach us how to show gratitude towards others and also how to receive when people give you thanks, how to gracefully receive that too. Welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be here on Thanksgiving.
So I have a question for you.
Yep.
You know, I actually, there's so many times when I feel grateful, and most of the time, because I realize that it makes me feel good to actually say thank you to someone after they've done something really special. But it's really hard to do. I didn't realize how hard it was to do.
You mean to actually speak it?
Yeah, to say you know, to say thank you to someone without seeming like you're sucking up or, you know, or like if you see someone doing a really great job after presentation, sometimes like, hey, you really did a nice job. I really like, and it's not, it really, if I don't feel that, I can't write it. Or I can't say it. It just feels insincere. But sometimes I really do feel that sincere appreciation and thanks. And it's hard to do. And I'm not sure why it's so hard to do. Can you give me like a script to make it easier for me to do in the future? Because I wanted it is actually an authentic expression of like, I'm so gracious that you've done X, Y, or Z. You know, I'm so, you know, I have so much gratitude that you've done X, Y, or Z. But it's hard to do. I mean, how do you usually handle it? Because it's hard.
Well, what makes it hard? Do you have any idea what makes it hard for you?
For me, it feels like you're kind of being a suck up, or you kind of put yourself out there. Because sometimes you'll say like, "Oh, thank you so much," and people are like, "Oh, it's no big deal," or like, you know, get over yourself, like, you know.
Okay. Well, actually, extending gratitude to someone isn't really about the other receiving your gratitude at all. And I think that's kind of what you're speaking about here. There's a concern about how the other person is going to perceive you and your extending gratitude. So if gratitude is really coming from your heart and you haven't stepped back into your head, it's just about an overflow of love in your heart that you simply want to share. We talked about this before. Whether the other wants to receive it or not isn't really that relevant to anything except your mind and your self-image.
But it's hard. Okay, I'm going to give you a real-life example.
Okay.
So Bent, who is this phenomenal carpenter, and he actually helped us with remodel. And the way that he went about doing everything was so much care and love and attention. And I said to him, and he's also Scandinavian, so he's not very emotional.
Yes, true. You
picked
there's
a lot of Scandinavians
one.
In Seattle. And so I said, Ben, I really, really, really want to thank you so much for, you know, I notice all the time and attention that you built in creating this little secret. You had a little secret box that we have in our son's shelf. Now it's not secret. However,
It was secret,
but he built this like little carve out secret box, and it's part of the bookshelf. And he took so much tender, loving care. And I'm like, I really noticed it, and I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for all the ways and ways that you actually, you know, show your skills and you know your love towards us. You know, and I said it, and he kind of like it was just this emptiness. It's like I was talking to a wall. Sorry, Ben, but that's how I felt on the inside, if you happen to be listening to this. And I think I may have seen like a small corner of his mouth turn up, like maybe like 1 centimeter up. But aside from that, it was nothing. And then I was like, okay, so anyways, thanks. I just walked away because it just felt so weird.
Well, again, it's allowing the other person to have their response. It isn't about the other person. It's about you having genuinely shared what you felt in your heart. And when you do that, you actually have no idea how much you might be touching another person's heart. You might be plucking a string in their heart that hasn't been plucked in a long time, or that their conditioning says you should never allow anyone to see that that string has just been plucked in your heart. But the point of gratitude here of this kind that you're speaking about is that it was so overwhelming to you that you simply had to share it.
Right.
And so when you're coming from that place and not from your mind, right, then have faith, have trust that the energetics of that phenomena, of that offering that you're giving that person, that gratitude, is going to impact them in some way. And even if it doesn't matter, because you have just opened your heart and allowed yourself to live fully the experience of gratitude, which is incredibly expanding and humbling, and it makes you big and small all at the same time. It's one of those funny little paradoxical phenomena that makes you bigger than you've ever been before, and you know, more magnificent than you've ever been before, and more insignificant than you've ever been before. Does that help you?
It does. It does. And I think the other one that the other question that I had to do with times, honestly, when you're not feeling that gracious, but it's something that you feel like writing thank you notes for my kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they appreciate the stuff, but it's usually like, okay, it's time to write thank you notes for your birthday gift. You know, so maybe the way in which I do it is not that helpful. Now reflecting upon this conversation, it probably is like, come on, get people send you gifts. Now you got to send a thank you card because that's a polite thing to do, right? I mean,
well, I think you hit on a key thing here.
Right.
If gratitude, if you're being grateful because it's polite, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you're being grateful because you really feel gratitude, right, you really have opened up yourself and you really understand that this situation that just happened was really wonderful. It was beautiful. Right. Then it becomes easier to actually do those kinds of things.
Right.
You know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. So much of what you're saying is actually tinged by the notion that you have to present a certain image to the world. What I'm saying is if you are actually letting your heart open and letting gratitude guide your day more and more, you actually will want to do that. Because with gratitude comes the desire to give back, you know, a thank you. Well, thank you for sending that to my kids, or conveying to your child that gratitude is a beautiful thing, that someone gave you something and now really understand you've got a gift here. So you want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, let's look at how come, why not? You know, well, I hate the gift.
Right. Could
well,
be.
Then you get a good chance to educate your child, you know, on the social etiquette that's needed to function in our world. So we're talking about a psychological aspect, okay, or a social aspect. But real gratitude, again, actually affects your psychology and your spirituality and your energetics and your chemistry and your body. So it's a very powerful state
get
into.
What do you do when you're like, okay, societally, I have to, you know, it feels like the right thing to do to write a note, but honestly, I'm not feeling it right now, but hopefully I will because I need to write this note within a period of time. How do you get into that frame of mind? And then what do you do when maybe you can't even get into that frame of mind, but you still have?
Well, I will share that there was a period of time where I let all of those things go because I didn't want to do any of them because I didn't feel grateful for anything. It was just a burden. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time for it. I was too busy. It was a pain in the neck. I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But you know what happened? I started to feel less connected to everybody. You know, I just started to feel more and more isolated because there wasn't any real experience of feeling supported, of feeling given to, of feeling held, of feeling of belonging. And so ultimately, eventually, I came back to doing it again because not because it's right and not because it's expected, but because it helped me feel connected. Mm. Because if I can't express my love, life is hard.
Yeah.
I think being unable to express your love is far more difficult than feeling that you're not lovable. You know, I mean, not having someone to love you in your life is not as bad as not being able to give your love. So there's lots of ways to give love in the life, to your dog, to your children, writing notes, you know, giving to the beggar on the corner. But when you shut down and you say, I don't want to do that, you know, because society demands it or I don't have time or whatever, you cut yourself off from the source of connection that's very nourishing.
Interesting.
That was
I never
my
thought
experience.
About that. Yeah, no, but I think you're right. It's when you don't feel grateful, it is a sense of you maybe feeling alone or not supported. So kind of even we had said earlier, like faking it until you make it, you know, even doing that probably helps shift things around so you do feel connected. I still think it's really hard to do.
It's not easy to do, but like all things, it's a skill and a practice and a knack. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So right now, one of the things I struggle with this all the time, right, is I feel like I'm not getting the support I need. I feel that way. And then I step aside and look at all the support I'm getting. mm-hmm. and then I can connect with the gratitude, which balances out the other. One, I'm in my mind, the other, I'm in reality, and there it is, I'm being helped.
Yeah, and I think actually that's one thing that I find so interesting about this is that one is in your mind,
yes,
and the other one is in your heart.
Yes.
And if you really do connect at the heart level, you can feel an authentic expression.
And when you're in your mind and you don't feel, you know, held, fear is the ruler. When you're in your heart and you feel held, love is the ruler of your actions.
Hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. That was a beautiful way. Let's see if there are any other questions I have on there. Yes. Do we have any? Oh, 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes. So
shall I sing a song while you're thinking?
No. Sorry. I do love your singing, though. So one of the things this again is all about my issues here. So I need to get one more of my issues resolved. Guilt. Guilt is one of the things, as you know, is like very operative in my life. So, you know, sometimes I receive a gift and then I feel an instant sense of reciprocity or like, oops, now I'm indebted.
Indebtedness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thoughts about that?
Well, again, indebtedness comes from the mind. It implies you're keeping a list, you know, a checklist of who gave who what and how you need to keep it balanced. And again, there is a societally reasonable justification for having that list in your mind.
It's called socially. Being Chinese.
Okay, but it's also being human.
Right,
it really
okay.
is. In most societies,
right.
you don't want to let that get too out of balance. For example, someone asks you over for dinner. If you invite someone over for dinner 3 times and they never invite you back, you're going to stop inviting them over to dinner. There
right.
is no reciprocity.
Right.
The question is, how do you relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. How do you relate to it? But your question is when you feel indebted, okay, you're simply coming from your mind and from that list. That's what you're doing. And
yeah.
it highlights an inability on your part to simply open and allow yourself to receive what life is gifting you with.
Hmm.
You know, in our culture, we're all about earning. We're all about earning this and deserving that. And it's only fair I have this and that. You know, all these concepts are there. And there's not a lot of room for just allowing life to gift you with itself, with this thing and that thing. We look at it through the lens of, you know, did I earn this? Do I deserve this? And what do I have to do to make sure I keep it so they keep giving to me? I mean, it's a very much a scarcity attitude, indebtedness.
Hmm.
It comes from that list. I have to keep the balance. I have to keep things coming to me. So let me make sure that I give back. But I don't want to here. Okay. But the root of it is that list in your mind, you know, which at one side, paradoxical again, it's very practical at the social level. It keeps it's like a can of oil that keeps the wheels of sociability going.
Well, now I'm feeling guilty because I think we're running over. So yet again, guilt is rising. Due to fear or reality. thank you, Ragini. Ragini Michaels, an internationally recognized speaker in behavioral change and author of a book now available on Amazon, Unflappable 6 Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What. Stay with us for the next segment. Thanks for listening.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.